This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Falcons pregame against the Detroit Lions, which starts at 5 o'clock here. And, of course, Wes and Dave will have the call for you, as they will throughout the course of the season. They will also be guests on this show throughout the course of the NFL season. But high school football also starts next week, Mike, and that's going to be cool. I was just looking today. So many great high school football players in and around Atlanta, as there always is. McCorky Kell kicking off
right
next week. And so you got high school football starting. You got preseason, obviously NFL. We got college literally the next weekend. And we're carrying, by the way, a lot of college football this year. Well, you're home for college football, guys. But that Saturday, August 23rd, that's before the Texas-Ohio State game. The following Saturday, we have Iowa State, K-State, Fresno State at Kansas. Like, we got some big games coming up that we're going to be carrying here on the station. So make sure you tune in, man, and you're going to get all the football you need as we head into fall.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting out of Tallahassee, hunkering down at the bar, and just watching all the games. LSU, Clemson, of course, later. But, you know, that noon game with Texas and Ohio State, man, that's going to be massive. And then just kind of, you know, the 3:30, not sure what Florida State's going to be. And then, you know, Georgia Tech kind of working in their schedule. Georgia, a slow ramp up, as we brought up last hour. Going to be excited. Real quick, I got Day-Day, who is an authority on high school sports. If I was running a sports book, not that I do that anymore, Carl, what do you think? Grayson, a 2.5-point favorite over Collins Hill? Three? 3.5?
That's tough. I know Grayson's defending state champs. You said, what is it? What,
if
you,
I'm saying.
You're making it up. I know
I'm
you're
starting,
making it up.
I'm just starting right next. I don't know anything about these rosters,
right,
Carl,
right,
but my,
right.
Grayson, I'm going to give them the, they're obviously the favorite.
Right.
Make it six, Rich. All right, how about this? Buford versus Milton, Carl. I'm going to make Buford a 10-point favorite.
Buford's going to be good again.
No, don't do that.
Milton's that good?
Buford's
going to
be good again.
Buford's
right. going to
be good, but
so
Milton,
so 3 points?
Think,
all right. Because you know right now, guys always ask when we talk about this, we get the text line. You got a guy I can bet high school
it's
on?
It's so odd.
We got so that Saturday, real quick before we let you hear Braylon Trice with the morning shift. Saturday on the 16th, guys, St. Pius versus Dunwoody, Brookwood versus
Houston County. I'll actually be on the
game.
Call with that on that game.
That feels big. That right. is early in the but mm-hmm. McEachran Walton?
That's huge.
Yeah, that's big.
I mean, my cousins, I got my nephew went to Benedictine down in Savannah. They're taking on Colquitt County, Ray Goff's territory.
Yeah.
A lot of great games, man. Just a week away.
There's a lot of big games that opening weekend. I'm sorry, I don't mean to sidetrack, but you got that Friday, I know it's not Corky Kell, but you got Westlake and Langston Hughes. Big rivalry
one.
Game
that's
that Friday
one.
To open up the season. In preseason scrimmage, I think tonight you have Langston Hughes taking on Buford.
By the way, I went to that game a few years ago.
The vibe Langston is, and
it's great.
Oh yeah,
it's so
yeah.
good.
Did you get you some fried fish?
I did, and I didn't know. They were like,
"Is that a thing?"
It is
yeah.
a thing.
Oh,
that
yeah.
is a thing. They were like, "You had some fried fish." I was like, "No, man, but I want some." But yeah,
oh.
man, the vibe at that game is yeah. awesome. Anyways, high school football starting. We're going to be carrying a lot of those games, guys. So make sure you're here at 92.9 The Game. Want you to hear what Braylon Trice, Mike, and I said this.
I like this guy. I'm rooting for this guy. But man, we talk about Shador Sanders in the depth chart. This is the ultimate uphill battle.
It is. And remember, when we drafted him, we were not in the position of edge rushers that we are now.
Right.
Team changed in a literally in an offseason. You went and drafted two.
From famine to feast.
You went and got a guy in Leonard Floyd. So let's hear from Braylon Trice, who the first thing the morning shift asked him was about his rehab. How does his body feel? How's he coming along?
I feel great, man. I mean,
Obviously, it's been a lot of work and a lot of rehab, but you know, at the time that I'm at right now in my process, I feel like I'm a lot further than where people expected me to be, and that's all I was hoping for. And right now, I'm just trusting the process and keep on grinding and doing everything they're telling me to do so I can get back right.
Obviously, different defensive coordinator than at this point last year, and you probably are being asked to do some different things, some different people being around you. What do you think one of the biggest changes has been since last year at this point?
A lot of changes, actually. I just think there's a lot of energy going on the defense, and you can see it out on the field. You can feel it in the room every single day. Not anything on our pass defense, you know, but we're doing a great job in the room and on the field, and, you know, I think it's going to show on game day.
Since we are a couple weeks into camp now, how do you feel everything is shaping up for the first preseason game this Friday?
Great. You know, everybody's ready to roll. Everybody's super excited to get back out on the field. I know I am. It's been a long time for me. All excited to get out there.
Joined by Braylon Trice here on the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 99 The Game, live at Falcons training camp. All right, speaking of that, the room, you've talked about the room a couple of times. Got Leonard Floyd in here. I know you didn't probably be around Judon a lot last year, but Leonard Floyd, have you been able to lean on him and use some of his veteran knowledge of the edge rush?
Yeah, he's just a dude that has, like, so much knowledge, man. I mean, with the experience he has, you know, whether it's, you know, in the run game, in the pass game, you know, just watching him and taking notes while he's out on the field and, you know, asking questions in the room. Just even on the sideline, when something comes up in my head and I'm like, dang, I see the way he does this, you know, maybe I could emulate that or add it to my game. I just go over there, ask him, you know, take notes and do my thing.
I know that today y'all did some like a scrimmage-like practice. You got some reps against McGarry, Jake Matthews, those guys. But also you've been working against Parker and Nelson, some of those guys. What's it like, though, going against McGarry and Matthews in particular and kind of seeing what you can learn from going against guys like that?
I love the competition, man. I mean, I've always said since I started playing outside linebacker, you know, I want to go against the best guy out there, especially in pass rush. You know, you can't get better unless you're getting stonewalled a few times, you know what I'm saying? Then you can learn from that and get experience from it. But, you know, it's always awesome going against those dudes, especially when they have so much knowledge out there on the edge. They got all these different sets and everything, so it's fun.
Now, you mentioned the fact that you're sweaty. I'm not going to call you out on air, but you are sweating pretty good right now. I always think one of my favorite topics to talk to a guy like yourself who comes from the Pacific Northwest, the West Coast, Washington, how are you adapting to the heat? Because, you know, and Chris Lindstrom's a Boston guy. We've talked to, obviously, guys like Caleb McGarry who, you know, from up, you know, Pacific Northwest. You'll lose 10 pounds, 11 pounds sometimes. Guys like that go get an IV. How much do you lose on a given day, and how are you adjusting to the weather here down south?
I lose a lot. I mean, even since I was young, I've naturally just sweat a lot. Coming from that side of the coast, you know, this is what I look forward to on a practice day. You know, everybody's out here like, it's cloudy, it's rainy. I'm like, all right, this is where I get my energy. But, yeah, the IVs save my life, those Pedialytes, the water. I need all that.
I'm a Bama guy. I graduated from Bama. So I do want to ask you real quick about Kalen DeBoer and him being down there. I know that, you know, Michael Penix spent some time with him this offseason. I don't know how often you do talk to him, but the relationship, what that was like playing for Kalen DeBoer up at Washington.
That was one of my best experiences ever, man. I always look back on it. I'm just so grateful that I got to have him as a coach and play alongside all those guys. That was, you know, a highlight of my career. You know, I still got a long future ahead of me in my career, but that was awesome. And, you know, they still reach out. They still give me pointers, you know, try to keep me up, especially when I was going through my injury and stuff. But, yeah, I love those guys, all of them.
We are joined by Braylon Trice, live from Flowery Branch for Falcons training camp on the Morning Shift. Since we're at training camp, who are you rooming with?
Right now, BD, Rook, and Sim.
And who's kind of controlling? We've been asking everyone, who's controlling the aux? Who brought the console? What's the vibe in there?
I mean, lately, the dudes are tired. We get back, and I'm hitting the bed. You know, I like to get my sleep, get in there early, lights out, eyes closed, 9 o'clock, you know.
Yeah, we actually talked to Rook yesterday, and he's like, "Yeah, it's pretty quiet in our room." So, all right, I know just like you go prepared to the field each week. I did a little investigative reporting on Braylon Trice. Found out you and your girl, you got a baby. You're on the way, a baby boy. I'm a new dad. I got a 4-month-old little girl. So, how excited are for you to have a little one?
So excited, man. I mean, we were trying since we got married, you know, and I'm just so blessed and grateful, you know. Children are God's gift to us, and I've never been happier and in a better space than I am right now, knowing that I've got that outside of football. You know, it makes me feel, you know, how do I say it? I'm more than just a football player, and now I got to be a father. I got to raise somebody, and it just, I wake up every single day, and that's what I'm thinking about.
Absolute blessings, man. Congratulations on that as well. That's fulfilling, I think, was the word. That when you were like, what word am I looking for? I'm like, I think it's fulfilling, because that's awesome stuff. I've got a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old myself, man. There's nothing better than that. All right, before we let you go, I want to get a look into the rehab process just a little bit. Obviously, we talk about the physical, how you're feeling. You're 100%. You said you're feeling great. Talk to me about how mentally tough it was. Unfortunately, there's not a lot of people that are going to ask you questions that have been through it. I've been through that, man. It's extremely tough to have those injuries where you're out for the entire season. All of a sudden, you go from competing at a high level to you're around guys like Danny Long in the training room every single day. So talk to me about the mental aspect of that, how tough it was, and how far you think you've come since that time.
Yeah, I won't sugarcoat it. The mental part of it is super tough, I think. It's a bigger aspect than the physical. Being able to trying to get through that and learn how to not isolate yourself at the same time, it's tough. And I just think the most important thing for me was getting back around it. You know what I'm saying? Being back around the guys, being out here on the field, getting reps and stuff like that is what really helps fix my mental in terms of the game, in terms of my injury. And that's where I'm at right now. So I'm feeling great being able to just be out here, right, and be able to move around rather than just standing there and watching.
Braylon Trice with the morning shift. Great attitude. You know, change of life is always good when you talk about having kids, man, and giving you a chance to really settle in and focus, and it gives you a different purpose. And he talked about that as well. I don't know what this rotation is going to look like as of right now. And I said this to you guys as fans have been out there on the hill with us and you're watching these practices. Whatever you think it's going to be, it may not turn out to be that, because we truly have not seen what they're going to show. And I don't know if they're going to show that, Mike, in the first preseason. They're probably not, because we're not seeing starters. And probably not going to see in the second preseason game. Guys, I don't think we're going to get a real sense of what the rotations may be until the first game of the season.
Right. But again, we got depth. And that's the thing. You know, 2 years ago, man, we had nobody. You think about, like, Dean Pease. I mean, guys, take it back to, like, 21. It literally was guys off, like, waivers, guys off practice squads. Yeah. You know, and Dean Pease was an OG defensive coordinator making it work. And then last year, a year before, it was Ryan Nielsen. And that, as we know, Jimmy Lake probably in over his head. But look at what Elbrick has got. He's got a lot of talent. Now, we don't know exactly what some of these guys are going to be. We have high hopes for him. But Rook, Brandon Dorlis, Morgan Fox, who came over, that's a guy that, you know, he's a body. But now, we didn't have that kind of depth last year in the defensive tackle position.
No.
Kentavious Street is technically a fourth round.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Our fourth string, I should say. We got Jalen Walker behind Ebiketie. And then Braylon Trice, as we mentioned earlier, looking up at both of those guys. And then James Pierce Jr. with Leonard Floyd. Divine Diablo, Caden Ellis. Bertrand's a little bit banged up. He was in a non-contact jersey at practice. We just said, you know, the one area, maybe the ILB is still a little thin because of the Troy Anderson injury.
Yeah, and that's – I don't know if that gets better unless they're bringing somebody else in.
Right.
And we've not seen that yet. But, Mike, if this continues, don't you think they're going to have to bring another linebacker in here maybe?
That's just it. I mean, maybe wait for some cuts. We'll see.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.